On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Probably Tuesday. I mean, it is in my world, so whatever world you're in, then I don't know what day it is. I'm not even really caring, because if you're listening to this, then you know what you're doing. No one is forcing you to do this. Always remember that. Hey, got it? Thank you. So, what do we talk about this week? Oh my goodness. I have so much. I can't even contain myself. I have a whole 10 minutes of things to talk about. I mean, and we're going to stretch it out to 28. So bear with me. There will be music. There will be different things, I suppose. You know, pet peeves, whatever. You know, if you've ever listened before. And you probably have, or you haven't. Guess what I found out? Okay, and I don't know how I didn't know this. I don't know. Okay? Rice has arsenic in it. Oh my God. That's like a poison, I'm pretty sure, because I saw a movie when I was a kid with Cary Grant and some old ladies, and it was in black and white, and it was really good. And it stuck in my mind. It was called Arsenic and Old Lace. And these old ladies were like poisoning people with men with arsenic. Okay? So it definitely can kill you. And I know people that eat rice, and I'm one of them. So I started looking it up. The reason I even found out about it was because of some other crazy gluten-free study, which they're all over the place. I mean, you can read them. This one said, is gluten-free causing you cancer? Is it bad for you? And the fact was that it's not that the gluten-free people are getting cancer or whatever. It's that they're eating more foods that don't have gluten in them, which have other toxins maybe, like rice. Huh. Okay. So I looked up the rice thing, and white rice is a little better for you because it has less arsenic. The brown rice, which has more of the husk on it, the husk has more arsenic. But if you really want to get rid of most of the arsenic, you're supposed to cook the rice in a lot of water, not let it all absorb like you normally do. Make sure you flush it, like get it and strain it like you would spaghetti. Just get that rice all just soaked with water. And that releases a lot of the arsenic, apparently. Or you know what? Just eat it in moderation, which is what they recommended, which you should do with everything in moderation, okay? Don't be shoving rice down your gut every day. Or tuna fish, because I heard that has mercury in it. So you should limit that also. And you should definitely limit, like, smoking and drinking. Does that really still need to be said, people? What's the matter with you, okay? I'm talking about limiting, like, foods that could be and kind of are bad for you. You already know about tobacco and stuff. So, you know what? No sympathies here. You're going to do it. You know what you're doing. You want to shoot up. You know what you're doing. Okay? Again, you're all grown adults. No more sympathies. Thank you. All right, listen to this. Syria. Okay, let's talk about Syria for a second. Let's get serious. Let's get Syria for a second, shall we? I'm super, super Syria right now. Okay. where do I even begin? It's, you know, happened a week ago, so it's old news-ish, even though the television demands we have to keep hearing about it. Why? I don't know. But there it is. Let's just listen all the time, which I don't. But I did hear something very interesting. That bombing only damaged apparently an airfield that was operational within 36 hours. Interesting. And Putin was aware of the attack beforehand. So this was all cleared. Okay, does everyone know that? Please look this up. Please research this on your own. Please don't listen to Tory for your alt facts, if that's what you think they are. Please. Be my guest, okay? So Trump was basically just acting tough to shut people up. Okay, we're gonna just go do this. We're gonna bomb something, and Putin says it's fine. You know what? That's good. So we don't want to get anybody mad at us. You know, oh. I'm not convinced about this whole thing. I mean, some people are like, yeah, even Democrats. Yeah, that's great, great, good move. We got to stop this insanity. It's this horrific crimes. We got to do it. Now, was there legal justification for this? Also, that's not being answered. I heard Cory Booker, New Jersey senator, interviewed briefly about that. And, you know, he's got a point. I'm not jumping on this whole bandwagon of, yeah, good job, missiles, like 50 missiles. Let's just aim them at them and do that. And, you know, without any plan or agenda to follow this up. And then what? And what next? It was just done, you know, off the cuff. And again, with Putin's okay. All right. So let's all just calm down for a second here. It's all distraction. It's all more distraction. Okay. What's a better distraction than a bunch of missiles? That will get your attention, especially if they're in your backyard. So let's hope for now that they're not. I hate Trump. That's right. The beautiful. Beautiful people. What about them? What about these celebrities? Okay? Did you know that there's not only something called celebrity news, which is, you know, I guess you need that. There's also something called celebrity breaking news. OMG. What is that about? I'm pretty sure half of it has to do with Dancing with the Stars, but I don't know. What could it be? Is this when divorces are announced or something? Someone's splitting up? Oh, someone's miserable. Quick, let's announce that. We'll all be happy about that. Okay, it's breaking. Breaking news. Breaking news. Is it the fact that Ludacris may or may not have CGI abs? Yeah, that's the new one. Okay, and I didn't look that up. It just appears places. I'm not searching out Ludacris because that would be what it is. Okay, so, you know... If you want to filter yourself, you know, through your little lenses, put Vaseline on there. I mean, some people, and it's mostly women, because it is, it's like a glamour shot now. They still actually have glamour shots, I'm pretty sure, but I never got one. What they have now also are filters for your face that get rid of every blemish and wrinkle and freckle. All of it, okay? But, you know, it's quite obvious, too. Sometimes they give you a tan. I don't know, you know. If you want to really do it, people know you're doing it. Okay, that's fine. But you're not really fooling anyone. And people may mock you. I might not be one of them, or I may. But it might happen, okay? I've done it. Sure, I love Snapchat. That is my favorite app, okay? I think it's fun. I don't get on there as much as I could. I know they have different filters every day. They keep the same dog one, apparently. There's always the dog. You have to be the dog. That's almost like their trademark now, okay, is the dog filter. Dog face. But I like some of the other ones. They have sponsored ones, of course. And then I make my compilation video every couple of months where I've saved, you know, 5-second clips. And I put it together. And I put it on my Facebook. Yeah. Sometimes YouTube. Depends. I made a 9.5-minute one and people put that on YouTube. So I did. I put that on YouTube. Anyhow, so that is my favorite filter or app, rather, Snapchat. And there's another app. Obviously, there's many, many, many apps. And that's how you should make money. I've heard you could invent an app. You'll be very wealthy if someone buys it, like Mark Zuckerberg. However, Instagram. Oh, you know. Listen to me. Hear me out. Hear me once. I'm not going to repeat this. I don't want Instagram. Everyone's telling me to get Instagram. Okay? I don't want it. It's more time on the internet. It's for pictures. I know what it is. Okay? You should get Instagram. You put all these pictures up. You're good at that. You should put it. Get an Instagram. Don't. You know what? That's going to just make me be online. Oh, I got to check my this, my that, my Instagram, my Facebook, my... I don't want it. My email. Email's good. Email and Facebook. Maybe a little Snapchat. I'm good. I'm real good. I'm not doing anything else, okay? I'm not joining anything. You can have Netflix. Oh, yeah, Netflix. Oh. You know what? Let me just tell you this about that. I don't give a crap about Netflix. So stop talking about it, okay? I don't have it. I don't want it. I don't care. I'm sick of that word. You know what? If you people are just glued to your screens, that's your problemo. Okay? I don't want that problemo. I have a set number of things I watch. Okay? And I don't want to expand it. I'm just really keeping it limited. Okay? Very like Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, you know, like big stuff that's just been on for years and that's it. I don't want any more new things. I really don't. If it's time travel, I will make an exception. And that's the only one. That's the only one. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again. I love anything time travel. Time travel stuff. Matter of fact, I just found out they had Time After Time came out through ABC in March, last month. They made 12 episodes, and they aired 5, and then they pulled it and put Match Game on Sunday nights. I don't even know. I don't watch Match Game. I just heard about this. And it's time. It's the same, you know, H.G. Wells. They actually did a movie with Malcolm McDowell and David Warner in 1979 and Mary Steenburgen, which I loved. That was so good. And it was 1979. Now, with the technology, of course, computers and cell phones and all of this stuff, you know, they spruced it up and made it even better-ish. But you know what? After 5 episodes, they pulled it. It was terrible. You know, it wasn't terrible, actually. They had 2 British leads, so there were no fake accents, and these guys did a good job in the lead of H.G. Wells and Jack the Ripper. Really, really, really good. But everybody else was, they were right. You know, they were okay, but they were great. So why don't you just finish showing the whole thing? I don't understand that. Even what's that movie? I mean, series back with Lizzie Borden, the Chronicles of Lizzie Borden or something like that with Christina Ricci. They did the same thing. They pulled it after 1 season, but you know what? They finished the season of, you know, 10 or 12 episodes, whatever it was. And I did see that after it was over. Again, I said, oh, well, it's only 1 season. I'll see this. I love the Lizzie Borden stuff. The story, Fall River. Is it going to shoot on location, New Bedford-ish? I don't think it did. But I think it's shot in Canada, which is where a lot of things shoot because cheapo, money-o. But anyway, so why don't you just finish the stupid series? I'm not going to harp on it. I just think it should be done. It was kind of stupid to do that. That's all. All right, can someone please, please tell me why Janet Jackson looks like the Joker? Okay, I didn't know that was a thing to make your face look that way, like you're always smiling. I wonder if it's sad people that do that, they're like, want people to think they're happy, like the Joker did, because he had a lot of problems, he really did. Even though he's just a character, he was a character with problems. So if you want to make your face lifted to a smile, and it's a creepy one. What is up with the Jacksons, anyway? What is going on with their faces? Have you seen the father, Mr. Jackson? His face? Okay, you think he started the whole thing. But I can't tell if he's even at work. Did he try to look like an alien also? I don't know. These are questions that bother me. My mom is so cute. Okay, anyone that knows my mom knows that's true. Okay. She is 84, and my dad's going to be 85 in a couple of weeks. They're about the same age. And, you know, there should be, like, elderisms, which are old people terms. Like, we used to have bushisms. Well, maybe there's elderisms or something. My mom says targets with an S. She says Taco Bells with an S. She makes things plural, and it's so darn adorable. It's so cute. I'm afraid I'm going to do it someday. I'm not really afraid of that so much because saying targets isn't negative. It's positive. It's funny. It's good. I'm just worried that I'm going to forget a lot of things. Not like my name, although that would be very important. I don't want to forget that. But like leaving the stove on or, you know, really bad things. It just looks like a real drag to get old when I see it happening to other people. You're falling apart. I mean, Ron and I have talked about this. Yeah, it happens. when you get after 50, one of my doctors used to say, it's just, you know, patch and fix it up, patch it up. That's all you got to do. You're never going to be the same again. So I just don't see the appeal. I'm trying to find it. I mean, do you get respected when you're older? Oh, look at the old lady. Oh, let her. Let's all be nice. And the old man, yeah, he's got wisdom. Is that what it's like? Or is it more like you're neglected and forgotten about? I think that's pretty much what's going on in some cases. Okay? And your body is just rebelling against you. Never mind arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease, which I have. It's in my blood. Rheumatoid arthritis will come out. It's starting to show a little bit. Nothing you can do. Well, you can take some pills. What about the side effects for these pills? What is it, like stomach bleeding and things? So again, point being, getting old. I mean, it's not fun. And what did Katharine Hepburn say? It's not, old age is not for sissies. Yeah, okay, well, great. So you got to tough it out. I mean, what choice do you have, really, I suppose? You can just eat a bunch of rice and then get yourself some arsenic poisoning, I guess. I don't know. I don't even think that's enough to really do you in. I think if you ate a bunch of rice, you just get sick. I don't know how the arsenic, even these days. I'll have to look that up. Yes, Tori's pet peeves. Oh, boy. Okay, here's an interesting one. One-a-day vitamins, okay? I bought some vitamins. Because, you know, I don't think I eat right. I know I don't eat right. And it can't hurt. I think I still need more vitamin B. But my peeve is I buy this bottle of vitamins, okay? I get it home. I look at the instructions, okay? Okay? You with me? And it says, take 2 a day. Adults and children over 12. Take 2 of these vitamins a day. Okay, how do they get off? Where do they get the nerve calling it 1 a day? That means if I take 2 a day, I'm only going to get half as many days out of it. Okay? Then I got to go buy more. And it wasn't cheap. Okay? So I'm just going to do the 1 a day. Okay? I don't weigh. I weigh like maybe 100 pounds. So I think I can get away with 1 a day and maybe eat a little extra better. I don't know. But I'm not doing the 2. I'm just not. You can't make me. You're not called 2 a day. You're called 1 a day. I can't be the only one that's noticed this. I know. They've got to have had phone calls about this. They have to. It's a bait and switch, clearly. Oh, Alabama. Ugh. You know, hey, if you haven't heard, I'm going to have to tell you. There's a governor in Alabama, or there was, because he just resigned, finally. You know, he was really digging his heels in there. Really digging his heels in. Wasn't going to do it. Even though he was caught red-handed sexting. Married guy. Okay, no surprise. But Republican Robert Bentley. Oh, he was all with this lady friend with their text messages, which were all over the place. And he doesn't know how to cover that up and, you know, not, you know, just, he can't. He's old. What is he going to do? He's lucky he knew how to text. So he definitely got busted. So anyway, you know, I think they were, he was, I don't know. I, you know, it's just more silliness. It's like that Anthony Weiner stuff. I mean, just leave it alone. If you don't know what you're doing, and clearly you people don't, politicians and technology are not friendly. Just don't, you know, maybe Hillary's emails, same thing. You know what? Leave it all alone. Just go about your business. Go about your lives. Leave these things alone. I don't even think you should be on the telephone. I don't even think you should be talking on the telephone because they could definitely be recorded there. I think if you want to do these things, these illicit things, you need to go get a boat and go to the middle of the ocean. Okay, wasn't there like a movie about that where guy didn't want to be like listened to or surveilled, so he knew if he was in the middle of the ocean, he'd be okay. But now they have satellites. I don't even know if anything's safe. Plus, there'd be a record of you renting a boat or taking a boat out, or you know what? just live your life the right way, and you don't have to worry about these things. If you're not doing anything wrong, then you won't have anything to worry about. Isn't that the point? Yeah, I know you want to make life exciting and salacious, and oh, it's boring, I gotta spice it up. No, you don't. Why don't you just get a hobby? You know what? Go breathe the air. Go for a walk. There's many things you can do. You don't always be looking for trouble, because trouble's going to find you anyway. Don't look, okay? You're going to have to resign from whatever you do, probably. All right, listen to me. Did you hear that Chicago O'Hare Airport, there was a guy dragged off a plane? Well, okay, this is what happened. And look this up, because it's an interesting story to read. It just happened. Apparently, the plane was, I don't know if it's overbooked, or I think it was what they called it, overbooked. There's too many people, too many tickets were sold. So they needed four people to give up their seats. And three people agreed to it, you know, okay, that's fine. But the fourth, they just picked people randomly because nobody apparently said, okay, pick me. So the fourth guy's like, no way. So they drag him off the plane. There's all this video of them pulling him out of his seat, dragging him down the aisle. Okay, and they did put one guy on leave, suspended him, that was in charge of was pulling him apparently. So it can't be all that legit if they did that. They're trying to say he was belligerent and rude or something. If you watch the video of the man afterwards with his face is bleeding, he's obviously there's something wrong. I think he's maybe a little disabled. So for them to even pick on him when he's already have obviously having problems, they should have been like, okay, well, you know, okay, well, we'll pick somebody else at random to just go after him, target him after that and drag him out of the seat. Okay. There's definitely needs to be an investigation here. There really does. I just, cannot do that. No can do. I mean, I've been asked before if I can give up my seat, and I don't. You know, I'm usually having somebody pick me up, or I need to be someplace, and it's all arranged. And I'm traveling alone. I'm a woman traveling alone. Okay, I'm not doing that. Find somebody else. First of all, you should be finding a guy, because guys can handle themselves. Don't pick on a woman all by herself. So don't ask me again, because I'm not going to give up my seat. And I don't even travel that much. And if, you know, I get a free round trip ticket somewhere, I will consider it. But do not try to drag me off a plane. Okay, that's going to be your number one huge mistake. Lawsuit. North Korea. Yeah. They might be launching something. I don't know. Makes me a little nervous when you hear that the state media, warns of a nuclear strike against the United States if provoked. And it seems to me like the Trump administration is really poking the bear over there. I do think you can't get to Armageddon without launching missiles or making someone launch missiles. I think that Donald Trump, and I've said that for a long time, I think, is trying to blow up the world. And that's why I don't appreciate people electing him and the people that did. You don't see it that way, and it's going to be too late. And it's, I don't even want to say I told you so anymore, really. But, however, he did, the Trump administration did just deport one of a person that voted for him, husband. Mexican guy, he had to go back, even though his wife voted for Donald Trump. I think that's ironic and beautiful. And I do hope I see more of that. But the whole North Korean thing, which is new news, reported in the Rodong Sinmun newspaper. I don't know, something like that. So it's it's getting there. It's getting there. Just stay alert, people. Stay alert. I feel like Alex Jones now. I'm not that bad. Okay, here's an observation. And I know you're going to agree with me. I know you don't always agree with me, even though you think you do. I know you don't, but that's okay. You shouldn't. You shouldn't agree with everyone blindly for no reason. Some things I'm right on target about, and this is another one of them. Listen to this. Listen. Soap operas, cleverly disguised as television series, are perpetrating the airwaves right now. Remember when there used to be all these soap operas every day? They'd start around noontime and they'd go till 4 p.m. or something. Every day, all the networks with these, these stories all these women would watch. And they called them soap operas originally. It was because they would be advertisers. The advertisers were like laundry detergents, you know, for your, because you stayed home and did the laundry and cooked in the kitchen. That's what women did and watched soap operas, I suppose. Daytime serials. We had to change it from soap operas to daytime serials. Well, guess what? There's nighttime serials. And now listen, I know they used to be, Dynasty, Dallas, Falcon Crest. They came right out and told us. They told everyone what they were, okay? Those were nighttime soap operas, nighttime serials. But, you know, Seinfeld, for example, those programs were always different. But, now, for example, we have designated Survivor, for example, with Kiefer Sutherland. It's a continuing drama. Okay, so what's the difference? Nighttime serial, continuing drama. Every week it picks up where you left off, and it's like a soap opera. I think the show 24, where he was in years ago, Kiefer Sutherland, was also a nighttime soap opera, when you think about it, because it was a continuing story, a serial. Okay, that's what it is. Again, Seinfeld, Home Improvement, shows maybe now, what, King of Queens, all these sitcoms, and they have different episodes. It doesn't continue on and on. So I think we're being duped here, people. I think Designated Survivor, maybe even NCIS, start looking around. Look at these shows. Are they picking up where they left off? Is it really something like that? 24 was, I'm telling you, 24 was a Dallas. Is going to do it for this week. I know I didn't do the full 28 minutes, and I just can't. Okay, there's some weeks they're gonna be, you know, not as big as the other weeks. They can't all be winners, okay? I don't have a lot to talk about. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't read a lot of news necessarily. I'm out breathing the sunshine. Okay? I'm not living on the internet 24/7. As some people think I am on Facebook. Yeah, well, if you're really on my Facebook, you'll just know that's not true. Okay? It's just not. Maybe it used to be even. It's not now. Not now. I haven't got time. I have bigger things to think about. And this time of year is getting rough. So that's where we're going to leave it today. Finish up listening to your Violent Femmes as we roll out here. And I will see you later on the week, in this week, with the ECAT show, Ron Van Dam on Fridays. And you know how it goes. All right, until then, peace.